Environmental issues don't usually rank high among voters' concerns in polling, and they're generally more associated with Democrats than Republicans. But as the midterm election approaches, Republican lawmakers in swing districts outside Philadelphia are spending a lot of time talking about water pollution. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
People who live near a military base north of Philadelphia are learning their drinking water contains pollution from a group of chemicals called PFAS. A firefighting foam used at the base contains the chemicals, which are linked to illnesses, including cancer.
It's not healthy to have fire foam and other things in your drinking water.
Even though authorities now say the water is safe to drink, Pam Miranda says she filters all the water that comes into her home. Down the street, George Schneider says he uses bottled water.
I buy spring water, and I'm very conscientious about that. I even give the spring water to my animals, my dogs and cat.
With people on the street worried about this pollution, Republican State Representative Tom Mert introduced legislation to reduce the amount of PFAS contamination allowed in drinking water. His bill would require levels even lower than what the Environmental Protection Agency advises. The legislation likely won't pass this year in Pennsylvania, but it sends a message to constituents that he cares about this environmental issue, and Mert has no problem criticizing the Trump administration's EPA.
This is a problem that was caused by the federal government, and they are woefully slow, woefully inadequate in addressing this right now.
The EPA is working on a plan to manage PFAS chemicals, but not fast enough for critics like Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick. He's another Republican in the Philly suburbs who faces a challenging re-election. This summer, Fitzpatrick called on then-EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt to resign over handling of the PFAS issue. Pruitt did resign a few weeks later as ethics and management scandals piled up. The point here is that Republicans like Fitzpatrick and Mert have been some of the most vocal critics of the Trump administration's response to the PFAS pollution issue. And in Mert's case, his Democratic challenger has noticed.
Hello there.
Daryl Boling spends evenings and weekends these days campaigning door-to-door, where he says the PFAS issue comes up often. He takes that as an opportunity to criticize his Republican opponent.
I feel like there's so much more that could have been done, and it's only really being aggressively addressed because of the fact that there is an uprising, that there is a mass of concern out there that it's making clear in an election year that this is something that has to be dealt with.
Boling says Mert is being reactive when he should have been proactive. As you might guess, Mert disagrees.
We have been out in front of this issue for years now, and if anybody is being reactive, it would be my opponent.
Muhlenberg College political science professor Chris Borick says in this election year, Republicans like Mert and Fitzpatrick would much rather talk about environmental issues than fellow Republican President Trump, who is unpopular here.
They are looking for ways to try and make it clear that they're willing to work with Democrats. They're willing to bump up against the Trump administration's Environmental Protection Agency and demonstrate that they're interested in solving these problems.
And it's not just here in suburban Philadelphia. At a recent congressional hearing, Republicans were among those pressing the EPA to address the PFAS issue more quickly. The agency says it's working on its management plan and will release it later this year, after the election. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.